crowd of marchers made their way down Main Street into Petersburg's city council chambers Thursday afternoon. The Petersburg rally was one of 64 Choose Respect events held in communities around the state, and high-ranking officials with the Parnell administration spread out across Alaska to attend the marches and rallies. Director of the state's Division of Public Assistance, Ron Creel, spoke at Petersburg's rally and talked about the impacts of domestic violence.
When it really comes down to it, and it pains me to say this, the majority of the perpetrators are men. And as a man, there are times when I have a really difficult time feeling comfortable in my gender, because we are such a cause of pain and suffering in families. And it's time for men to stand up, and I'm so glad to see so many men here and to see so many young men here too. Because I got to tell you, youngsters, fussing and fighting is not the way to do things, and it is not cool to resort to violence when you're dealing with your relationships with other people. It just does not work. And the impacts and pains just go on for years.
The Parnell administration started the Choose Respect rallies last year when 18 communities took part. Local officials had a message for state leaders this week. Mayor Al Dwyer said Petersburg has seen a dismissal of 29% of the local cases of domestic violence and sexual assault filed in 2010 due to a lack of staffing in the district attorney's office.
So we also take this opportunity to call upon Governor Parnell and the Alaska State Legislature to provide the funds required for the additional staffing necessary to pursue prosecution of domestic violence and sexual assault cases in Southeast Alaska. It does no good to arrest them and put them in jail if you're not going to punish them. Some people think that's punishment enough, but I don't. So we need to send that message.
Local Police Chief Jim Agner said 9 out of 10 sexual assaults and domestic violence crimes go unreported. And he said his department was committed to prosecuting perpetrators and assisting victims. Carrie Case, a volunteer with the local advocacy group Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE, called for real sentences and real jail time for abusers. And she said everyone should examine the everyday effects of words and personal actions.
What kind of respect are we showing when we write off bullying as kids just being kids? And what are we really saying when we explain away verbal abuse on fishing boats with the comment that, "That skipper, he's just a screamer. That's just how he is." Why are we more likely to accept physical violence when it happens at the bar, when we've been drinking?
Case also spoke to victims in the community.
All the people here today are saying with their presence and experience that experiencing abuse is not something to be ashamed of. You are not to blame. No one deserves abuse, and there is absolutely no excuse for it. We are also saying to each of you, you're not alone. Please reach out to your neighbor, church, friend, co-worker, or to WAVE. This community has an amazing ability to rally around people in need, and we are ready to help.
Petersburg was one of the 46 communities starting up a rally in 2011. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.